Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference. And in the opening session today, which was entitled The Power of the Disney Portfolio, I discovered that Disney owns pretty much everything on planet Earth. My gosh, do they have a portfolio. But anyway, in this particular clip, the panelists from Disney and some from credit unions as well talked about opportunities that credit unions have to work with Disney to help enhance their awareness. Pretty cool stuff here, so check it out.
So Adam, you know, we have a number of different credit union sizes in the audience, from, you know, a $5 million credit union all the way up to multi-billion dollar credit union. So how might a credit union leverage the targeted audiences that the Disney portfolio can provide?
Yeah, thank you. I think, by the way, it's great to hear Faye as she's talking about, you know, all the stats and how things are growing. It's amazing. You know, our business is evolving exponentially, you know, just like the banking industry as well. So technology and the pandemic, I think, have really elevated and changed the way people are thinking about how they consume all sorts of products. In particular, you know, I think there's two main areas when we talk about the credit union business and where we can kind of connect. There's two main ways. One is obviously through our local broadcast relationships. So we obviously have, as we mentioned before, 8 owned and operated stations across the country. And obviously, being involved with the community is critical. A credit union is a deep emotional connecting point within some of those communities. And so the relationship that we have at Disney and ABC in particular, with not only our owned and operated stations, but also all of our station partners across the country, is clearly one way. And every aspect of those relationships are both linear in nature and also digital. So we produce content on both a national and a local level to appeal to those local communities, and I think that's, you know, clearly one way that we can connect. The other is to take advantage of the digital scale that we have as an organization, and ultimately geo-target your audiences across the Disney portfolio. This past year, and we're actually kind of still coming out of beta, we launched a product called Disney Hulu XP. Ultimately, it's the opportunity to buy Disney and Hulu media cross portfolio. So you can come in, lay down a specific target audience, and that could be age and gender based, or it could be geographically based, and buy audiences across the entire Disney platform. So I think the opportunity now today, especially with the way technology is evolving, and specifically a lot of what Faye and her team is doing, is going to allow individual credit unions to take advantage of the scale and the brands that sit within the Disney portfolio. And I think that's something that we're really excited about, is the ability for marketers, brands, credit unions of all shapes and sizes to take advantage of what we bring to the table.
Oh, that's great. So even a smaller credit union can get involved, is what I'm understanding, as well as a large credit union, which is fantastic, because we all need these opportunities for us to get our message out there. So as we continue to see an increase in the streaming, what should an advertiser be thinking about in the space?
Yeah, so I mean, I can start a little bit. You know, one, I think, you know, as Faye mentioned, everybody is streaming, right? So this is a very broad audience now. 90% of people are streaming in some way, shape, or form. I know I've seen the average number of people who have streaming platforms used to be on average about 3 or 3 and change. Now that's up to almost 5 as there's more and more streaming capabilities out there. So ultimately, it's a mass audience, right? And so scale is important. Engagement is also really important. So that's really, I think, a really important factor to keep in mind, is you want to try to think about places where you can gain scale, especially if you're going to want to lay in a level of addressability or targeting. So you need scale at the start in order to then lay in, you know, geographic or geo-targeting or anything like that. I think the other thing that we really need to keep in mind is there's a lot of changes in our industry happening right now. The term you hear a lot is a cookie-less future, right? So the ability to target individual people is going to become more and more challenging. So finding a partner who kind of owns first party data, that's investing in ways for you to target and connect with consumers that are important to you, that are providing value to you, is going to be really important. And I think that's an area that we specifically are making a huge investment. We announced recently at our technology showcase a product called Disney Select. It takes advantage of our first party data, right? As you can imagine, Disney and all the brands under the Disney portfolio have access to a lot of individual data for people who sign up, who voluntarily give us information about themselves. And that's allowed us to create segments. So we've got nearly 1,000 data segments that sits within our portfolio. So we're not reliant on other people to provide us information or to put cookies on our content in order to track audiences. And so I think finding someone who can bring you scale, who brings you engagement, and has the ability to do targeting in the future, I think is going to be really important as that world changes, right? Apple, Google, and others like that are clearly changing the way you can market to individual people. And obviously a change in administrations will have some effect on that as well.
Great. Faye, did you have anything to add to what Adam was saying?
Sure, I can add a couple thoughts. I think one of the nice things about streaming compared to other digital channels is it's really a chance to do a little bit more storytelling and branding. I think when I talk to a lot of marketers who are used to the high intent channels like search and social, and that's really when a customer already knows who you are and they're looking for you. What's nice about using streaming as a part of your media mix is you can tell your brand story, and you can do that at scale, as Adam was suggesting. And you're able to kind of target and find the audience you want to tell that story to without wasting your money on audiences that you don't really care to reach or not maybe relevant for where you're operating your business.
That's great. That makes a lot of sense for credit unions because, you know, credit unions, we're all driven by either our select employer groups or we're community chartered or we serve just a certain grouping of people. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to know that we could be able to target, you know, who exactly we're looking for. In our particular case here in Maine, we serve two counties. So, you know, basically what I'm going to ask you here is, could I select those two counties to market to through your platform? Maybe that's Faye can answer that.
I can try to answer that. County yeah. is something on our roadmap because we've heard it from a lot of folks like yourselves who are really operating within counties. So there is geographic targeting capability, but county is something that we're still building out in our beta for the Ad Manager platform. I think there's Great. Options to do county targeting across local, though, so it would be certainly something we could help you with at Disney in general.
Very good.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union
and CUNA Mutual Group.